Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been kicking ass for 40 years. That's right. Knocking out all bums for four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing, but, and the UFC. But, I'm not the average boxing fan. So I open up the toll-free, if you dare, at the top of each hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you want to call and impart, you can. Bottom line is, you do it at your own risk. This is Ring Talk Live, where, as I said, four decades of knocking out all bums. Wow. Let's talk about today's show. Last night's some fights, a little quiet weekend, but we'll talk about the upcoming fights. Of course, the big fight, Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez, taking place September the 12th, I believe, in Las Vegas, at the home of the Oakland Raiders. I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders. Bottom line is that going to be much of a fight? I think it's going to boil down to how old Terrence Crawford is. I mean, he's 37 on the clock, but how old is he in the ring? I mean, hasn't taken too many lickings and looked that good against the last guy, but the bottom line is, he might have played that off. I'm not kidding you. He might have played that off in order to get the fight with Saul Alvarez, of course, the reigning WBC 168-pound champion. And does the sanctioning body count anymore? I mean, now they're going to have another WBC super middleweight champion Mobili Mbiti. Bottom line is, why? I mean, they've got one champion at the weight. Why do they need two champs? Have you ever heard of two world champions in one weight? I never have. But the bottom line is the WBC and the WBA, they call it the way they want. No media to call them. No media to put them in check. I know that John Bay Rudy, the former writer for the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, and of course, the forum boxing publicist, he turned 75 yesterday. I know that he's got to be thinking, man, there is no media anymore. Larry Merchant, he'll be here today talking about the media. We'll talk about Marvin Hagler, of course, celebrated a birthday this week, as did the Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho. Of course, both guys passed away. We'll talk about those careers in depth. And, of course, the week in boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the house. We're talking about Mr. Bailey Peck, and he takes things away right now. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How do you get psyched up for a fight?
Well, you know, isolation is big for me. You know, getting away from my family, my friends, close friends, etc. Putting myself in jail is the way that I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to getting out of there, really.
Hello,
no vacation.
No friends, no family,
no, nothing. It worked very, very reasonable for me. Some fighters are different. They have to have a lot of people around them and a lot of action going on. Myself, I basically just want to concentrate just on my opponent and get my conditioning together.
Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, former middleweight champion, born May 23rd, 1954, passed away 3/13/21 from a heart attack or COVID. Call it what you want. Bottom line is Marvin has passed away. We'll talk about Marvin's career in depth. Of course, the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Larry Murch, coming up in about 25, 30 minutes. He'll spend some time with us talking about Marvin Hagler. Straight up, let's talk about the weekend in boxing. Of course, on the Zone. If you don't have the Zone, you're probably not. If you don't paying for the Zone, if you're not stealing the Zone, because most people, a lot of people are stealing stuff. Bottom line is, I'm not advocating theft, but I'm telling you, bottom line is, I pay my $30 a month, so I want to see good fights on the Zone. Guess what? I think I saw him yesterday. The UK, the Zone went to UK, of course. Echo the Engine Estimate moved to 22-1 with 8 KOs in an upset over 3-1 favorite and former world champion Josh Taylor. It was a unanimous decision in 12, that was Saturday night at the OVO Hydro Arena in Glasgow, Scotland. In a fight that he almost was certain to win, Taylor looked good early on. But Echo the Engine, after being hurt and then hurting Taylor, took control of the second half of the fight to seal the deal with scores of 116-113, 117-112, and 115-113. Of course, all for Islam, who fought Taylor in his hometown of Glasgow, Scotland. Taylor, former world champion at 140 pounds, now 19-3 with 13 KOs, has lost 3 fights in a row. He's done. Stick a fork in him. Thought to be a light puncher, Nathaniel the Nightmare Collins, now 17-0 with 8 whacks, manhandled Lee McGregor, 15-2, 1 draw, 11 KOs, and in 4 frames. I kid you not. Collins put McGregor down on the deck twice, then 3 times, and bottom line is, beat his ass. I mean, it stopped at 145 the fourth round. It was merciful stopping. Can he fight, or is it good luck and great matchmaking? I'm talking about 20-year-old UK heavyweight Moses Itama, who whacked out 41-year-old NFL linebacker, former NFL linebacker Mac Bilagun. I never heard of Mike when he was in football, so maybe I'm not such a big football fan, but guess what? I don't think I'll ever hear about him in boxing again. He got dropped in 2 rounds. Bottom line is, Itama dropped Bullet Lagoon once in round one, then he finished it with two more droppings. When I say droppings, think of rat droppings, turds. Bottom line is the former NFL player didn't fight very hard. I thought he went over there and took a bit of a, didn't take a dive, just took a couple of good shots, said, you know what, I'm not taking any more. The time was 46 seconds of round number two. Moses is now 12-0, 20 KOs. Balogun drops figuratively and literally to 21-2 with 16 KOs. My advice to the loser? Go back to football. Across the pond in Japan, IBF featherweight, our 126-pound champion, Angelo Leo improved to 26-1 with 12 KOs with a razor-thin majority decision over former two-division champion and Japanese boxing icon Tomika Kamita, 42-5 now, 23 KOs, one of the Kamita brothers, of course. That was Saturday night in Osaka, Japan, in front of a sold-out crowd. Judges Carl Zappia and Gil Koh had it 115-113, or 7-5 in rounds. The third judge had it 116-112. Of course, that was Richard Bloom. Take that back. The third judge saw it a draw. Let me go through that again. Judge Carl Zappia had it 115-113. Gil Koh had it 116-112, while the third jurist, Richard Blauen, had it a draw, 114-114, thus the majority draw. Kamita, part of the second most famous family in Japan boxing history, his family even promoted about. What am I trying to say? The cards were stacked against Leo, and he must have won handily to get the 8-4 and 7-5 scores in rounds as far as the decision was concerned. And a majority decision is when one judge calls it even. A split decision is when two judges find it one way, and while the third judge calls it the other way. Last week, I want to mention this. More UK results. Heavyweight Johnny the Rumford Bull Fisher and Dave White Rhino Allen were rematched. Of course, that was last Saturday night in London's Copper Box Arena after a controversial December fight in Saudi Arabia. Listen, these guys are never going to win any world titles, but they were entertaining as hell. This time, Allen brutally knocked out the previously unbeaten WBA number 13 and WBO number 13 rated contender Fisher, now 13-1, 11 KOs in round number 5. Allen dropped Fisher initially before duplicating the feat. Only the second knockdown was face first, which usually means good night, sweet prince. Time was 3 minutes. Allen proves to 24-7-2 with 19 KOs. Fighting at home in Dorchester, England, WBO 135-pound female champion Terry Harper pummeled previously unlicked. Natalie Zimmerman, now 13-1, 3 KOs. Can't punch, can I say, over 10 rounds to retain her belt via unanimous decision 10 rounds. Just scored at 99-91 or 9-1 in rounds across the board. Afterwards, Harper called out WBC champion Carolyn Dubois, a fellow Brit. Underneath, nothing but special. He ain't. Maxie Hughes, 29-7-2, 6 KOs out. Fox, a rabbit-like fighter, and Archie Sharp, now 25-2, 9 KOs to win the WBC silver lightweight title. Wait, what do they need a silver lightweight title for? I mean, come on, the WBC, aren't they making enough money? They're a family-run organization. They're a non-profit, family-run organization. Come on, man. Bottom line is, WBC silver lightweight title, a.k.a. more WBC bull spit with an H. Of course, that means money. Straight up, Tommy D, ready to go? Let's read Tommy D on the line. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I'll take an early break in a little bit, but we'll talk about the career, of course, today of Zach Padilla, my man. Zach Padilla spent some time with talking about Zach Padilla. Of course, the former world champion at 140 and the only guy that I ever ran from in my entire life as a fighter. And we'll also talk about the birthday of Hector Camacho. Camacho, of course, slain a few years ago. Has it been 2012, something like that now? Of course, that was in Bayamon, Puerto Rico's hometown, but was he collateral damage or was he killed? I mean, did they go to try to kill him or was it collateral damage? I've never figured that one out as far as Camacho's concerned. But Hagler, we'll get into depth in Hagler. Of course, Marvin Hagler, of course, the former world middleweight champion, he talked about going to jail there. Every time that I saw him train in Las Vegas, every time before all those fights in Vegas, the Roldan fight, the Duran fight, the Hearns fight, the Leonard fight, okay, these fights, he didn't spar. He didn't spar. He would spar in secret. He wouldn't do anything out in public. I mean, nothing was in public. He hit on the bag. That was about it. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Marvin Hagler, of course, retained the middleweight title all along the line until he ran into Ray Charles Leonard. And, of course, that was, I believe, March of 1987. Was it unanimous? Yeah, it was a split decision. Of course, Lou Filippo had it 115-113 or 7-5 in rounds for Marvin Hagler. Now we take it to the Bronx and bring in the king of the Bronx. In fact, I saw he was on. Hey, man, you got your own network now? What's going on with that, Tommy D? Now, I know Tommy D's famous for videos, but this new network now, I tuned in last night. It was some other brothers doing something.
It was well, we got a little thing we call the Sports Talk Network, where I got a few other content creators on YouTube where we talk boxing and all different types of sports.
Okay, speaking of boxing, pretty quiet weekend.
Yeah, pretty quiet. Nothing really going on. You know, you had a couple of, I guess, name fighters for, you know, Angelo Leo had a tough fight against this Japanese guy. You know, he got a majority decision. Josh Taylor.
Let's talk about Taylor. Taylor's done. Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think that's it for him. He fought a guy that I didn't really know much about. I was looking at his resume and stuff. He fought a guy that beat two guys on his record in the middle of his career that had over 100 losses. That's insane. So I figured, you know, he's fighting a guy that's not up to his level. And you know, he got embarrassed. But, you know, imagine fighting a guy that got over 100 and 30-something losses.
Tommy D, ready to hear me confess, Tommy D?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I fought a guy in Portland that was 2-9.
Okay.
Okay. And guess what, Tommy D? He didn't get out the first round. Okay. That was a fight where I hurt my knee, and I knew the guy was so bad that I went and trained in the swimming pool. I couldn't do road work. I couldn't spar much, this and that. So I went to a swimming pool, did most of my work in the pool, went up there, whacked him in one round.
Oh, well, you did what you were supposed to do.
No, but the guy, the reason why I did it, because the guy was a bum.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the reason why you think, don't you think that's the reason why they put that guy in with Josh Taylor?
That's what I was leading to.
Yeah, and he didn't look good. I mean, he looked good in the beginning, I thought. But, you know, he got outclassed at the end, you know, at the second half of the fight, pretty much embarrassed in his hometown. You know, I mean, I think he's done for only one fight, six fights in 6 years, pretty much one fight per year.
But he's made, you know, a lot of money. But here's what's up. But he's made a lot of money, so he's got the F. He's showing you both middle fingers. Come on, man. I mean, the guy hasn't been in it for a long time. And when he started giving up those 140-pound belts, we knew something was amiss.
Yeah, I guess, you know, but he may go down as
he was the undisputed 140-pound champ. Instead of negotiating a deal with the sanctioning bodies, hey, we can work something out as far as mandatory defense is concerned, he decided he was going to drop belts. He dropped every belt with the WBO belt, which is probably the least valuable of the three, if there is a value, per se.
I guess, you know, but he's going to go down as probably one of the worst undisputed champions ever. I mean, is he a Hall of Famer?
I wouldn't go that far. I know
what you're thinking. That's messed up.
wait, Vinny Pazienza got in the Hall of Fame.
He did. Yeah, he did too. I thought Arturo Gatti was kind of questionable too. I didn't think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, Gatti, because of his face fighting, you know, I mean, he entertained a lot of people. But then again, because of that face fighting, that led to a suicidal death and the fact that he was an alcoholic throughout most of his adult life. But the bottom line is, when he killed himself down there in Brazil, I believe he was suffering the effects of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Remember, we talk about that almost every week. CTE.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. No, I believe you. I think that's fair. And he sold tickets, to be fair. He was a big star in Atlantic City for a while, you know. You know, on Boardwalk Hall.
Let me tell you, forget the fights inside, man. He had a limo. I think it was a BMW, a limo. He popped the limo down, and he had three or four fine-ass girls driving him up and down the strip. He was sitting on the back of the car, you know, like it was a parade. I kid you not. This is the way Arturo Gatti played. Arturo Gatti played hard, man.
Wow. Hey, man, you know. I guess when you're that good and that famous, so be it.
But was he that good? You just question his going into the Hall of Fame. Straight up, you are to the Ring Talk Live. Tommy D, I got to do a hard break here, man. We'll be right back. This is Ring Talk.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I could knock you out.
Well, who are some of the fighters?
Hey, Bernard Willica, you could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boone. Jimmy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Celebrating the life of the Macho Man, the Harlem Heckler. When I named him the Harlem Heckler, I was scared. Not scared, but, you know, when I gave guys nicknames in the boxing trade papers back in the days, some guys got offended, like Juan Lascano. I called him the Hispanic Causing Panic. That was his, like, his claim to fame. Me giving him that nickname, right? He got offended. Bottom line is, so when I call Hector the Harlem Heckler in Flash and Boxing Update columns, I didn't know if he would like it. Bottom line is, he loved it. We were born May 24th, 1962, died on my birthday in 2012, November 24th, 2012. Either he was shot, either he was a target of the shooters for not paying a cocaine debt, or he was collateral damage and he was trying to shoot the cocaine dealer he was sitting in the car with. Bottom line is, cocaine led to his death. May he rest in peace, the Harlem Hecker. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The man with a TV show on every night. I'm talking about Mr. Tommy D here. And Tommy D, where can they find you? Is it just YouTube? They go to Tommy D? Well, I mean, what? Now, Tom, wait. First of all, the Tommy D moniker that I hit you with, you didn't like that at first, all right? And you like so you and the old lady sort of, I mean, take that back. You and the agent sort of like sort of snickered about it, this and that. And now I see it's all over the place. And then, you know, there's two Tommy D's, but I'm talking about you. You're a big guy now. I'm with Tommy D.
I like the name. It's just my wife doesn't like to call me that name because that's what we call our son. So I love it. I love Tommy D. I got other people calling me Tommy D. I do a show with Rich Mancuso. He calls me the great Tommy D, just like you. You gave me that nickname. So I got to run with it, and I like it. I'm not a guy that, like you gave those other nicknames to, that doesn't like it. I like it. It's the agent that said, no.
It was hysterical that I gave you that name, and then we came up with those porns under the same name. That was hysterical, bro. I'm telling you. And even the impeccable one is laughing in the other room. I don't get him to laugh too often, but he's laughing as well. I mean, listen, so I punch in, I guess about 2 or 3 months ago, and I hadn't talked to Tommy D in a couple of weeks, and he had some scheduling issues. So I'm going through the internet, and I punch in Tommy D, and these videos pop up, and they're not the Tommy D I know. Okay, so it's another Tommy D. So that's another guy, but that was hysterical. I couldn't believe it. So for 2 weeks, I couldn't hit him with this. I just had to keep it to myself, right? You know, the joke that you couldn't tell somebody because I didn't have it on the air. So finally, when it came time to do it, I couldn't do it. So I'm basically doing it right now. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was too much.
I mean, like, whoa. Hey, talk about the Hector, Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, man. Was he really, I mean, you talk about Puerto Rican stars now, maybe Edgar Berlanga is a Puerto Rican star. Is he the big star in Puerto Rico right now? Is that the Puerto Rican heir apparent to greatness, believe it or not, after losing to Canelo?
Well, you're talking about now?
Yeah.
I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Of Puerto Rican boxing?
Yeah.
You know, I think Edgar Berlanga, he's got an opportunity. He's got an opportunity this July to, like, you know, make things right. He's going to fight a guy in Shiraz, who's moving up in weight, who didn't look good in his last fight as well, and against Adamas, that a lot of people thought he lost, including myself. He got a gift draw. You know, I like him. He came up in the amateurs as a, you know, he was taught as a good boxer, not really a guy would knock, you know, that comes in there and knock you out. I think, you know, when they brought him into as a pro, you know, he started knocking guys out. He's a big boy and fell in love with that and got away from boxing. I think little by little, he's improving little by little. He got lucky and kind of hit the Canelo jackpot, you know, and kind of thinks he's better than what he is. So he's got an opportunity to make things right and show if he's really the goods or not, you know, this July.
Well, I mean, but he was blasting guys out when they look like me. You know what I'm saying? He was blasting those guys out, knocking these guys out left and right. Then he fought some guy that could breathe a little bit, and then he went the distance. Before you know it, he started to get a little bit exposed. And, of course, in that Canelo fight, he didn't come to fight. He came to get paid. Did Canelo buy him a car afterwards?
I don't know. I know.
Bought Munguia car. Yeah, he bought Munguia car. Munguia he car. Only buys Mexican cars.
Yeah, he probably bought him a plate of, you know, mofongo or something. Maybe.
You know that William Skull fight, the Canelo made those Mexicans pay for it on pay-per-view.
Wow.
Remember before?
Before they were free.
Yeah, or at least one of them were free. One or two of them were free. But the bottom line is, he made them pay for this one. Imagine the puke going on, the vomit going on there in all those Mexican homes across Mexico. If they're really looking at what they're seeing on the screen. Because that was nothing more than a barf scene for me.
Yeah, that was a stinker. I mean, Canelo didn't look good. I think, you know, they basically paid this guy Skull for the title. So they could, you know, so he could be undisputed again. And Canelo knew that. And, you know, he was there for the payday. He got paid really, really well, of almost $100 million. And it's now they're going to set up this super fight, or what people think is a super fight with Bud Crawford for undisputed. So it's a shamble.
Bud Crawford is 37 going on. How old?
I mean, he's in good shape for 37, but he is getting older. He's older. He's older than Canelo, right? I think Canelo's only 34.
Yeah.
34, 35. Yeah. So, I mean, but 34. You know, Crawford always keeps himself in good shape. He's a gym rat. He's always in the gym. He looks good. I got to be able to see him in person at the Keyshawn Davis fight a few months ago. He looked in great shape. He looked great, in my opinion. So, I mean, he's a good 37, but an inactive 37. You know, so an inactivity, it's not good in boxing. You need to be active. It's going to be over a year that he hasn't fought, you know, fighting a guy like Canelo, who's, you know, pretty active, fights, but he's consistent twice a year. So,
you know,
it's going to be interesting.
A lot of guys spend a lot of time in the gym and they really don't get good results. Case in point, BOMAC. Oh, and that was a low blow. Of course, Terrence Crawford's trainer. Terrence Crawford's trainer. Does he get between the ropes anymore?
I don't think so. He's always outside the ring, right? When he gives instructions.
Well, no, but is he in the ring when they introduce him?
I think so.
Because I remember what they used to have to do for Haystack. When they had the wrestling out here at the Cow Palace, they used to have to take off one of the ropes to get those fat dudes in there, the McGuire twins. They were so fat they couldn't get them in the ring. They had to take one of the ropes off.
Oh, my God. Haystack's Calhoun.
You know what? I saw that dude one time, twice wrestle here in San Francisco, or call it what you want. Bottom line is, they used to hose him off with a hose. That's how they bathed him. They used to hose him down after the matches. But the worst one ever was when somebody gave him, he's 600 pounds, right? So he can't fit into a bathroom on an airplane. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right? Somebody gave him X-Lax on a trip to Japan, and they told him it was candy.
Wow.
And he ate like a whole pack of X-Lax. So bottom line is, Haystack Calhoun, 627 pounds, real 627 pounds, was spitting all over the plane. And I say spitting with an H. You're laughing.
That's horrible.
I can't remember who was on that flight, but whoever told me you were on that flight said it was the worst experience I ever had. It smelled like nothing but spit with an H for like 2 or 3 hours all the way. Oh man, I mean that was nasty.
And to Japan.
Hey, but here's what's up, though. That's a smooth move, though. Give a 600-pound dude X-Lax and sit back and wait for something to happen.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's low. Anyway, Tommy D, coming back in hour number two?
Yes, sir.
Okay, going to spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather. Of course, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillon Muth, the Sunday shot caller, the man that calls the shots here on Sunday. He'll be back at 20 minutes back. I take that back. He'll be back in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you 2 hours a day on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. I keep going and going. TuneIn.com. And, of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. When we come back after the break, the Godfather Larry Merchant will be in the hot seat.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for it?
One postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The wisdom of the retired HBO Godfather is coming to us live, of course, from Santa Monica, California. A very good morning to you, sir.
And back at you, Pedro.
How's the weather in Santa Monica? It's sort of cloudy up here in Frisco.
It's a sunny Sunday in Santa Monica.
Okay. Speaking of sunny Sundays, Marvin Hagler celebrated his birthday, of course, born May 23rd, 1954, died March 13th, 2021, former world middleweight champion. You had a lot of interactions with him, and I think without HBO, people wouldn't really known who he was. Why did he fight so long in relative obscurity? They just ducked him?
Well, back in those days, a fighter had to really fight to get recognition, and he had to be able to sell himself to the public in some way.
Okay.
And Marvin was a well-trained boxer puncher, and who won a middleweight championship of the world by going over to Britain to beat the world champion. Yeah. But there were two things, I think, in his career that bugged him. I'll see if I can remember what they are. One of them was that he had to go through the toughest of the tough neighborhoods to win and to gain recognition. That included Philadelphia, where there were many fighters, and where he lost before he became a champion.
Yep.
The other was, he was very, I think, envious of Sugar Ray Leonard, who shot out of the Olympics, I think it was 1976.
Correct.
And was on television immediately. And he was treated like a star. And I think he fought Duran. And he had a look about him. And he was a personality. And Marvin didn't have that kind of stuff. He was just a fighter. And eventually, they decided to help promote him. And that's when they put the thing Marvelous Marvin Hagler on him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
I mean, I think they told us that was his name now, Marvelous Marvin, and that you were supposed to address him as Marvelous Marvin.
Yep.
Well, maybe it worked. And that, of course, led up to the Hearns fight and one of the great fights of the 20th or 21st century, and that's the Marvin Hagler we remember.
Yeah, and I remember that was the night you and I met. You were like, you were walking around the sports pavilion. That's what we used as the press credential for the press that night. And you were like, you were like blown. I mean, you were blown away. You televised that. I mean, I've televised a lot of fights, but never anything quite like Hagler Hearns. I don't think there ever will be anything like that first round again. But what were you? What did you think afterward? What was going through your mind?
Well, just for a second, Pedro, let me go back.
Okay.
all of what I just said was happening while HBO became the dominant force in boxing. And HBO used Marvin and helped to build him up. And become a force in the boxing world, even before the Hearns fight, but especially after the Hearns fight. But I think right until the end, he was envious of Leonard, who was a star. There's a difference between being a champion and a star. Not all champions are stars.
You know, I had the honor to try to explain to him how Ray Leonard won that fight 7-5 or 115-113. And the way I eloquently put it with him, and we discussed this in different continents around the world, these different conventions, that's where I seem to see him all the time, was I said to him, well, you gave away 4 of the first 5 rounds. I go, and then all Ray had to do was steal 3 down the stretch. That was the way I eloquently put things with Hagler, because Hagler and Tyson were the two guys that I didn't piss on. You know what I'm starting to say? I didn't mess with them.
Well, you know, look, I think that's a fair summation of the fight Hagler with Leonard. But there's something else I think I want to say about that. Mm-hmm. He seems stuck on the idea that he could outbox Leonard.
Yep.
He was going to prove that he had the boxing skills as well as the strength and the smarts in the ring to beat Leonard at Leonard's game. And that cost him the fight, I believe.
You know, I remember when Roberto Duran was coming down the stairs after fighting Marvin Hagler, that 15-round decision lost by a few points. HBO televised that. I remember Duran saying to Ray Leonard twice, you can beat him! You can beat him! And, of course, it took Ray like 2.5-3 years before he did fight Marvin Hagler. But that was a defining moment. Of course, Ray Leonard coming back at 34, 35 years old. But now Manny Pacquiao wants to come back at the age of 48. What do you think about that, Godfather?
Well, I think he probably needs the money. And good luck to him. I hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yee, but Godfather, he's made a bundle of money. I mean, a bundle of money fighting. He did a couple of exhibitions where he made millions of dollars. I mean, how much money can you spend in the Philippines?
Well, my recollection is that Manny used to throw money around almost literally when he was running for political office.
Okay.
And I don't know. I haven't seen his bank account. But he bought a lot of stuff, expensive cars and things, which, you know, showed him off as a king. And he was a king in his time and in his place. But I can't imagine why he came back. Maybe he's just so bored that he needs to come back and have the action and go through the training and all of that.
You know, Back to Marvin Hagler just for a second. When he beat Hearns, of course, that was on Tax Day, 1985, April 15, 1985. He came back less than a year later, 11 months later. It was raining that day. I'll never forget, March 10th, 1986, and he fought John Mugabe. And when he fought Mugabe, he had to out-beast the beast. He had to out-punch him, much like he had to out-box Leonard. Did you feel me on that one? I mean, that he made that fight a little bit more difficult than I think he needed to.
Well, as I said earlier, Marvin did have a background with his trainers and so forth,
yeah,
of being able to box and to use his strength with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he wanted to show he could outbox the boxers and outmuscle the muscle guys. it became a matter of pride with him. But that was Marvin, and hey, he had a great career because of those kinds of meeting those kinds of challenges.
Okay, speaking of pride, I'm going to change gears just for a second, change subjects. You interviewed Hector Camacho a lot, the Harlem Heckler. Of course, his birthday just passed. Of course, May 24th, 1962, died on my birthday in 2012, 11-24-2012. Did you have fun with him, Larry?
Yes, I did. He was a fun fighter and a fun character, and he was a kind of typical New York outspoken guy, and he was fun to watch.
Okay. Were you sitting at the Las Vegas Hilton by the pool that time? I was sitting by the pool. The press was waiting for Hector Camacho to come out. I think he was going to fight Jose Luis Ramirez or somebody like that. Anyway, the bottom line is we're having this press conference out near the pool. So we're waiting for Camacho to come out by the pool, and there's a little old lady sitting in a wheelchair right next to the pool. So Hector comes out, and he goes, "Macho, it's Macho time!" And he runs up to the lady in the wheelchair, and he pushes her into the swimming pool. Okay.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I never heard that one.
And the lady starts to sink the whole 9 yards. And I'm being a former cop. I'm freaking out. I don't know if this is. I didn't have no idea this was a game. He played a game on us. He got a diver from UNLV to sit in a wheelchair with some blankets over her. And the bottom line is, when he pushed her in the pool, she just sunk and she held her breath down there. It was pretty crazy. but that's Hector Camacho. I mean, he ran a game on all of us.
Yes, he did, and he was entertaining, verbally as well as fisticuffly.
Yeah, you remember the fight that sort of turned him, and you called that fight the fight with Rosario. That sort of turned him from a macho guy into a more of a safety guy. Remember?
I don't remember I remember Rosario, but I don't remember the fight.
Okay, what are you doing this week, Godfather?
This week?
This weekend. I mean, Memorial Day weekend. Are you going out partying this night? You got the limo waiting outside. What's going on?
Well, nobody seems to be celebrating me, a former soldier.
I am. Happy Memorial Day, sir.
Thank you. I'll just go out on the Santa Monica Pier. It's going to be a beautiful day. That's how... I'll celebrate.
Okay, you know, I'm still whining over the last lunch we had. You took me to lunch. We had lunch, this and that. And then you took me for like a 2-mile walk. We had to do push-ups along the way, the whole 9 yards. I didn't know you were taking me to the gym.
Well, I've never been a gym guy. I've always been active. And so here I am. And when I take my walks, periodically I do push-outs from the cement fence along the way. And that's my daily workout.
Well, enjoy your day. I hope to see you next week. It looks like I'm going to come down and see Ricky Gervais, the comedian, on Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. So I hope to come down and see you next week. And then I'll come back and see Ron Isley in the middle of June. But the bottom line is, I do want to come down next week. I hope you're available, Godfather. Have a great week. I miss you. And all I can say is you're the greatest.
Hey, thank you, Pedro. And let's have some fun.
The retired HBO Godfather himself, Mr. Hall of Fame, Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Good old Mike Tyson there. May 27th, 1990, Jerry Corey said a planned comeback was stalled when he got beat up by his promoter. I kid you not. Of course, Jerry Corey, the heavyweight hope, the white heavyweight hope of the 1960s, a guy that couldn't beat Ali, Foreman, and Frazier, guys like that. Bottom line, he's retired 53-9, was stopped six times, had 32 KOs. The white hope, no doubt about that. But that last fight that he had, I think it was like 45, 50 years old. He had it in 1992. It was October 30th, 1992, in Central Aurora, Colorado. Bottom line is, he got his tail kicked for six rounds. He was never the same. I mean, he had neurological issues and cognitive problems before that fight, okay? But after that fight, he couldn't spell his name. He couldn't do anything. Here was a guy that one time I threw the New York Times crossword puzzle in front of him, and he knocked it out in 45 minutes. I kid you not, we were on a plane together, and I said to him, he says he can do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Somebody said, give it to Jerry. So I gave it to Jerry. Jerry took care of that. Bottom line, he knocked out in 45 minutes. I was on a flight from Vegas to L.A. So he was a smart dude at one point in time. I kid you not. And, of course, boxing made him, like, retarded. I mean, if you saw him at the end, that last clip we played on him before he passed away, he was going, hey, you're Jerry Corey, the heavyweight hope. Remember yourself? And not really. He didn't remember himself. If you don't remember yourself, you got some serious problems. Poor Jerry Corey, may he rest in peace. But, man, he was a white hope. That last fight, I couldn't believe they put him in the ring. Of course, Colorado had no athletic commission at the time. Before that, he had fought in 1992. Of course, that was against Ron Cranmer, C-R-A-N-M-E-R. Before that, he fought James Williams in 1983 and Lupe Guerra in 1983. And before that, it was 1977. But his last real hurrah when he got out of boxing was when he got stopped by Ken Norton in the fifth round of a 12-rounder. That was for the North American Boxing Federation heavyweight title. Of course, that was in 1975, March 24th, 1975. Of course, he weighed 207 pounds. Norton weighed 218. Bottom line is, he wasn't really a heavyweight per se. He'd be a great cruiserweight nowadays. We're talking about Jerry Corey, may he rest in peace. But his father pushed him like you wouldn't believe. I used to watch him spar here in San Francisco against Eddie Machen. Eddie Machen had beaten him. Of course, Eddie Machen was my boxing mentor and that kind of good stuff. But he was sparring with Eddie Machen, and he was sparring without a headgear. And they sparred without a headgear. That was to make him tough. Yeah, it just made him punchy faster. Bottom line is, this is hour number one of two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and many other stations, straight up Sports Byline USA on the Twitch channel. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one of two. We come back after the news at the top of the hour with another hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Spend some time talking about the marvelous one, Marvin Hagler. And I've got a surprise for you. Straight up, hour number two coming up after the news on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and many of these same channels.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Four games on the WNBA scoreboard as the Lynx get an at-home W by 6 over the Sun, 76-70. Valkyries on the road take it against the Sparks, 82-73. Storm defeated the Mercury, 77-70. And the Aces, in a close game against the Mystics, come out on top, 75-72. Pascal Siakam, forward for the Indiana Pacers, drops 39 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists in a Pacers win over the New York Knicks for the Eastern Conference Finals. Pacers win 114-109, now leading that series 2-0 going into Game 3. On the ice, NHL action, Stars suffer a tough loss as they blink against the Oilers. Oilers win on the road 3-0, that series now tied 1-1 going into Game 3 in Edmonton. Lots of games on the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Red Sox get a huge win at home over the Orioles, 19-5. Pirates take it by 1 against the Brewers, 6-5. Cubs win big against the Reds on the road, 13-6. Giants in a win over the Nationals, 4-0. Rays win it at home against the Blue Jays, 3-1. Guardians mirroring that score against the Tigers, winning 3-1. Dodgers over the Mets, 7-5. Padres win it over the Braves, 2-1. White Sox at home defeat the Rangers, 4-1. Twins beat the Royals at home as well, 3-1. Mariners over the Astros take it 5-3. Cardinals win against the Diamondbacks 4-3, and the Rockies defeated the Yankees by 1-3-2. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Notre Dame football's independence. Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Many college football fans are still petitioning Notre Dame to join a conference, ideally the Big Ten, which is almost twice that size. They want equality for all big-time college football teams and point out a major advantage of conference membership. Increased competition, positioning Notre Dame better for the college football playoffs, which would bring a higher ranking. But wait, that's the college football world's take, and here is the Irish's take from Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua in one sentence. Our schedule is flexible enough with the opportunity to play Army and Navy, for example, and still get the rivalry game with USC. But, as always, if you want the real answer, of course it's money. If Notre Dame advances to the national title game as an independent, they would earn $20 million, and they would get to keep every penny of it. Wonder why schools are begging them to join a conference. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline iHeartRadio, or if you're watching us live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday, live on Sports Byline iHeartRadio and many of these same stations. Of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel as well. Of course, today we're celebrating the life of Marvin Hagler, of course, the former world middleweight champion, a guy that I had a lot of contact with before and after he retired, but more after he retired than he when he was boxing. Of course, I got to watch him in his private workouts in Las Vegas, of course, for Juan Roldan, for the Roberto Duran fight, for the Tommy Hearns fight, for the John Mugabe fight, and of course, for his last fight, that 12-round loss, of course, in 1987, April of 1987, to Sugar Ray Leonard, a split decision. Lou Filippo had it 115-113, 7-5 for Hagler. One other judge had a 115-113 for Leonard, and then that one crazy Mexican judge had a 118-110 for Leonard. Bottom line is, Ray deserved a 1-7-5 rounds. I eloquently put that to Marvin Hagler in the many times we discussed it, but we'll talk about Marvin and more. Of course, Tommy D will be here. We'll do the name game back and forth. He and I will have some fun doing that. Of course, hey, as far as a weekend of boxing is concerned, not a whole lot in the world of boxing. The UK took over. I'll talk about some of the results a little bit later, but I was thinking of who the best fighter in the history of the UK was. Not hard to think about. Not even hard to debate. Joe Calzaghe, 46-0. I mean, let me tell you about Joe Calzaghe. Pat Lawler fought him. Pat Lawler fought some brutes. Pat Lawler fought Duran. Of course, he beat Duran one time, but wink, wink. It was a bit of a hokey fight down there in Las Vegas, but Duran threw his shoulder out. He wasn't in good shape, and he thought that by the fact that he had witch slapped Pat Lawler in a sparring session in San Francisco, so he figured he could beat him in a real fight, right? Well, the bottom line is, in the real fight, Duran didn't have the right shoulder. He lost the fight. Of course, they rematched about 12 years later, and Duran almost killed him, broke some bones in Pat Lawler's face. But Pat Lawler told me that Joe Calzaghe hit the hardest of anybody, and that cracked me up because Joe Calzaghe was not known as a puncher, but he damaged his hands early on. That's why he became the boxer and not Joe Calzaghe the puncher. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, the Sunday Shot Caller, returns after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to bring in the Sunday Shot Caller for part two. I'm talking about Tommy D, who celebrated yesterday his 23rd wedding anniversary. Him and the agent, may God bless them both, of course, celebrating 23 years together. So 23 times, wow, brother. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's basically like doing a lifetime bid without parole, you know. This is, yeah.
You know, you talk a lot of smack when she's not around. I like this. You know, you're the bold dude when she's not around. She's in the room, you sound a little bit more reserved.
Yeah, no comment. But to be fair, she is not here at the moment. She's not here.
Okay. Hey, no doubt about Calzaghe being the greatest British fighter of all time, right? 46-0, 32 KOs.
He's not my favorite. I actually like Carl Froch is my favorite.
You're not UK seeing fighter. My point. I'm talking about the better fighters. I mean, Joe Calzaghe, I don't know. Come on. Carl Froch couldn't have beat him.
He would have washed him.
You think Froch would have beat Calzaghe?
He would have stopped him, yes.
You really think so? Oh, boy, we're on different sides of the fence there. I don't know. Carl Froch, I never was all that impressed with him. I wasn't. I mean, didn't he fight Andre Ward?
That's the only guy that really watched him. That shows how good Andre Ward was. I mean, Carl Froch beat everybody he's ever fought except Andre Ward. So the other losses he had, he lost to Mikel Kessler, which I thought was a little bit of robbery, but he avenged that loss.
Yep.
And I think that's it. I think he only got two losses.
You know, I will say this. Huh, Carl Froch. Okay, I got to think. Here's what's up. Calzaghe turned into a boxer because of bad hands. He sort of had bad, like he had the Paulie Malignaggi syndrome. You know what I'm talking about? Once you hit somebody, ouch, it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, so but he never, I mean, who's his big fighters? Like, he beat Roy Jones and Hopkins, but,
Jeff Lacy,
you know, they were not, they were
Jeff,
past that
Jeff problem. Lacy was unbeaten at the time. Jeff Lacy went over there.
Jeff Lacy was favored, and then what happened after that fight? Jeff Lacy, we got to see who the real Jeff Lacy was after that. He never really amounted to anything after that.
Okay. So, listen, here's what's up. Andre Ward beat Kessler. Could Andre Ward have beaten Calzaghe?
Yes, absolutely. Easy.
Easy?
Easy. Now, Calzaghe was good. I don't want to discredit him. I thought he was very, very good, but I just thought he fought guys at the right time. You know, so like the wins against Jones and Hopkins, remember they dropped them in the first round in each of those fights. You know, flash knockdowns, but you know, they were pretty much past their prime.
Okay, why is it when you talk about boxing royalty or boxing greatness, you never hear the name Andre Ward involved? Why don't you? He's a gold medalist, went undefeated as a pro. Why is it he doesn't shine like a real superstar?
Because, I mean, his style is not, you know, favorable to many. You know, like he boxed, you know, he kept good distance, you know, and sometimes he fought on the inside a lot and, you know, kind of made for a boring fight for some. You know, but the guy, they had that Super Six, which probably was one of the best tournaments they ever did in boxing, where they had, you know, the six best middleweights, and he won that tournament without a loss.
No, I watch it. I mean, I remember when Kessler came over here. I never heard Andre Ward utter, he's a son of God. You know that, right? And he's legitimate. I mean, he's a legitimate religiously based young man. There's no doubt about it. So when he and Kessler were going back and forth, I heard Andre Ward drop the F word. I said, what? That's how much Kessler got under his skin. I couldn't believe it. The weigh-in. They, what? Did he really say that?
And I believe Kessler was the favorite in that fight. Kessler was favored to win the whole tournament.
Yeah, Kessler was favored to win the whole tournament. And then, I remember one time, I think it was when Ali fought Larry Holmes, he said, I'm going to F you up. I never heard Ali swear in the ring before. I think Ali tried to psych out Larry Holmes October 2nd, 1980 by saying, I'm going to F you up, using the F word.
Well, I guess some people do what they got to do to, you know, change characters or maybe kind of, you know, not to sell the fight, but kind of, you know, give the opponent something to think about, like, hey, maybe this guy is going to, you know, whip my ass.
Okay, somebody shot me a text here. Andre Ward, they thought he lost to Sergey Kovalev the first time. He called it a unanimous win in 12 rounds versus the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Scores were 114, 113, 114, 113, and 114, 113. Don't get much closer than 114, 113.
Yeah, because he was dropped in the fight, so that was, you know, it was a 7-5 fight. And then, you know, him getting knocked down in the one round against Kovalev early. But it was a close fight. It can't say robbery. I think it was a close fight. I'm not mad at people that said that Kovalev won. I mean, close fights are not robberies. I mean, it could have went either way. But Andre Ward avenged that rematch and broke him down.
He brutalized him.
Yeah, he broke him down to the body and just basically dominated and made him quit.
Hey, was Andre Ward really throwing a couple elbows in that fight?
I do not know.
I mean, he came to that fight with bad intentions. I mean, that was probably the only fight. And you know what? He retired soon thereafter, and I think that was his going away. That was his, you know, his swan song.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I think they were trying to get something with him and Canelo, but nothing, you know, panned out.
Here's what's up.
No, was it Canelo or Triple G? I think it was. Yeah,
they offered him a Triple G fight. They wanted him to come in at 165 or something like that. Or they were trying to negotiate away with him. He didn't want to negotiate the weight. He wanted to go to 175, something like that. But the Canelo fight, they offered him the Canelo fight a few years ago, okay? But his knees were shot. I saw his trainer at the flip. His trainer, he had this Rastafarian type of training. I can't remember the guy's name right now. But every time I see him, I think about weed. I mean, the guy looks like a weed guy. You look at this guy. He's the guy you want to get weed from. I'm telling you. And he was a Rasta dude.
Is it Virgil?
No, not Virgil, but it was one of the guys in the camp. Virgil ain't a Rasta dude. Virgil don't do nothing. Virgil's an angel. Virgil's such a square. You don't want to go out and hang with, you never want to go out with Virgil Hunter.
No, wasn't he a cop?
No, I don't know if he was a cop, but he's, he's so boring, man. Oh my God, he's like even in conversation, because he wants to talk so eloquently and so, you know, I'm just like this. No, man, shut up! I don't want to hear you no more.
Wow,
sorry about that. How did I get off on that tangent? Okay, but back to Ward. Somehow Ward had everything. He had the Olympic gold medal. He could talk well. He was the son of God. He had a nice little thing about him with that. And of course, and he was married to Tiffany, and they had been together since they were like 13 or 14. They had a couple of kids. I mean, it was just like a perfect fairy tale story. I mean, he could have been the next Ray Leonard, and they never even offered him a 7-Up commercial.
Nah, they didn't. I don't know what it was, if it was his style or I don't know what it was, but yeah, he never really got the same opportunities that other, you know, big time undefeated fighters did.
But no, I'm coming out of the Olympics. Coming out of the Olympics, he won the gold medal. I was the only one that knew he won. I remember when Gary Radnish, who was the big iconic radio announcer and TV announcer here in the Bay Area before he retired and went to UNLV, played basketball down there for the Running Rebels. But the bottom line is, he accused me one time of shilling for Andre Ward on the radio, on television. And I said to him,
Wow,
on television, right? I said, what? He goes, yeah. I said, no, Andre Ward's going to win the gold medal. Oh, man, come on, he's moving up in weight. He had to give up like 15 pounds. He's going to lose, blah, blah, blah. Andre Ward won the 178-pound gold medal, even though he was 165-pounder. What I mean by that is him and Andre Durrell flipped a coin. The loser got to fight at 178. The winner got to fight at 165. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's how the Olympic team was formed in 2004, of course. And he was the last Olympic gold medalist. And get this, I mean, he didn't make nothing off of that. When Oscar won the gold in 1992, I mean, Oscar turned that into like zillions.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, why you know, certain fighters don't get the fame or get the profits as others. I don't understand.
We'll close the Andre Ward story with this one. Was it his desire to be safety first that sort of brought about the lack of super fans?
But what do you mean by safety? Like boxing and just sticking to the,
rarely did he step across the line and try to risk himself. Much like Canelo last week. When Canelo fought Skull, he never stepped across that line. He never tried to force the issue. He never tried. He was following around like a dog on a leash. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no.
Do you know what it is to walk a dog on a leash?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, just walk, and he follows you around, man. You just come on, baby, come on, and he follows you around. That's what Canelo did with Skull.
No, but that's a different story. I mean, Canelo's a different type of fighter. He's a pressure fighter, you know, with good upper body movement. You know, but he didn't show any pressure in that fight. He didn't try to cut off the ring.
I
got to
tell you,
before
we go to a conversation break, Tommy D, I got to tell you this. Canelo stinks in 2025. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Talk about that a little bit later. Of course, the Macho Man, the Harlem Heckler. God rest his, may he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On this day in 1972, Joe Frazier retained the heavyweight title with a fifth-round stoppage of virtually unknown challenger. He was a butcher. That's what he did for a living. He was a butcher and vastly overmatched Ron Standard at the Civic Auditorium in Omaha, Nebraska. It was a slaughter. In fact, the ringside doctor ordered the referee, Zach Clayton, to stop the slaughter. It was announced as a fifth-round knockout. But the bottom line is, man, Standard was lit up like the White House Christmas tree, and I think that was Joe's last big win. Of course, Joe Frazier, may he rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. We go back, of course, to the Bronx and bring in the man that calls the shots on Sunday to Sunday shot caller, Sir Thomas Dillamue, who's celebrating his 23rd anniversary. Want to congratulate you and the wife one more time on that one. Probably the wife more than you.
Yeah, I think that's fair. She had to put up with me for 23 years. It's not easy.
No. I know better than talk bad about her. That's what I meant. Okay, Tommy D, you ready to play the name game?
All right, let's do it.
All right, you go first.
All right, we're going to give you the Sheik.
No. The Sheik was your guy. The Sheik wasn't my guy. The Sheik was your guy. You see Sheik Turkey Jerky?
Sheik Turkey Jerky, yeah.
That's your guy.
Oh, that's for me.
That's for you. Because you just did a show on him last week where you, like, berated him. Okay. In fact, you saw, you know what, in Saudi Arabia, if they catch you cheating on your husband, they cut off your head. Basically, you cut off the guy's head last week.
I pretty much did, and I think rightfully so. I think because, you know, he had this big promotion or this big vision to do this big fight in Times Square, and I thought it flopped. I thought it looked cool at night, the background and all, but I thought it flopped. It had no fans.
You're pissed off because you didn't get a ticket. You and soccer hot.
I am upset that I didn't get a chance to view it live in my city. I mean, yeah, that is one of the reasons. I'll admit to that. You know, but I just think he's all wrong for boxing. This guy's a kid in a toy store, you know, but a very, very rich, rich kid that can buy whatever he wants, and eventually he's going to get bored and he's going to move on.
And that's
what the Sheik is.
Here's what's up. I'm worried about him not getting bored and him just sinking money into this, money into this, money into this. In other words, listen, he has more money than you could ever imagine in the world. I could just put it to you like that. He could write the biggest check in the history of all mankind if he wanted and still have money.
No, absolutely. I agree. Big time. You know, and these fighters are spoiled, and he's spoiling them even more. And then when he goes, what's going to happen? These fighters are going to expect big, big paydays, and it's not going to happen.
See, I'm not a fan of his at all. I think the guy is really, really bad for boxing. I think the fact that he got hooked up with Dana White. I mean, of all the guys you could get hooked up with, instead of like hooking up things with the Impeccable One or you or Socrates or somebody that knows the game to an extent, he hooks up with Dana White, a guy that's doomed. And listen, if he could destroy boxing on his own, he would to build up his own sport. You know he would.
Absolutely, he's basically given the keys to Dana White. Which is not a good thing.
Okay, well, when you say give him the keys, what model car did he give him the keys to?
He's the most expensive, and you know, maybe mix it up with like an Inspector Gadget here and there, and maybe a Back to the Future. Like, you know, he's gonna have the car that nobody else has.
You know what? Do you know what Dana White has that nobody else has?
No,
Dana White. Are you slow today, or is a line slow? Dana White privilege.
Dana White privilege.
Yeah. I mean, I a lot of guys have talked about that in the UFC. Of course, the UFC, you fight who he says. Imagine that. Imagine Tommy D not wanting to fight a Stone Cold Killer. You know, I got roughed up on my last fight. I don't want a Stone Cold Killer, and he says either fight the killer or you're done.
Yeah, and then not get paid for it, which you should.
Well, you know, let's be honest. He pays guys $40,000, and he gives them... Wait. How about that guy? Was it Francis Ngannou? Was their UFC heavyweight champion? He sold out the Garden for like a $7 million gate, and they gave him $500,000. But wait, that wasn't enough, Tommy D. They gave him a $50,000 bonus.
That's ridiculous. But then he makes his first fight against Tyson Fury in an exhibition... He's making millions, like way more than his whole UFC career.
Zilly, he'll never have to fight again.
Never. Absolutely. Then he goes in there with Joshua. You know, he gets laid out, but he's good for the rest of his life. His kids' kids are good for the rest of their lives.
And his kids' kids. But the bottom, yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, but you have, you know, when he did beat Tyson Fury, though. I mean, I thought he did enough to beat Tyson Fury.
I thought so too. I thought that was a little bit of a joke. You know, he knocked him down, you know, but they didn't want to give, you know, the world champion Fury the loss.
You mean the boxing establishment time. Didn't want a guy making his boxing debut from the world of mixed martial arts kicking his ass?
Absolutely.
Walking away with the belt?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, back to the name game. Back to the name game. Where are we?
Okay, so You give me a name. So I'll give you Tank Davis. You just Tank Davis.
30-0, of course, that one draw with Lamont Roach the last time, which I thought he lost, clearly, no doubt about that. Speaking of the boxing establishment, man, did they pulled a boner for him. 30-0, 28 KOs. I think he's peaked. I think he's peaked out. I think that Lamont Roach fight sort of proved that. And of course I think Roach won going away. At the end of the day, I think that what's up with his fake fans? I saw something on one of your shows where he has fake fans. Is that what's up with that?
I think it's not fake fans as far as he has fake fans. I think they're fake boxing fans where, you know, they claim they like boxing, but they really don't. It's everything that revolves around Tank Davis, you know, and Tank Davis, you know, as if he's the face of boxing, which he's nowhere close to being the face of boxing. You know, so that's what I think we meant by fake fans. You know, that they're not really boxing fans. I think if you're going to be a true boxing fan like me and you, we don't really have a fan of one particular fighter. We may like fighters, but I don't think we're only going to talk about that fighter every single week and every single hour and every single minute. You know, we're gonna talk about other fighters that deserve to be, you know, spoken about.
Okay, like Keyshawn Davis. Talk to me about Keyshawn Davis.
Keyshawn Davis. I love Keyshawn Davis. I think he's the, you know... If the future is now, then that's Keyshawn Davis. I think he's the he's going to be the man at 135 in the lightweight division, and maybe eventually at 140.
You do realize he needs tonsorial advice, right?
What does that mean?
That means he needs, like, tonsorial means his hair. Isn't he the guy that came in with the 19 pounds of hair?
I don't know. I know he cut his hair, though.
Oh, did he? Oh, he cut it for the last? Okay, but one, there was a fight before last where he came in there and he had all kinds of hair, and I thought it was a bit of a distraction. 13-0, 9 KOs. Is he the guy at 135 right now?
Yeah, I think he's the guy at 135 right now. He's the WBO World Lightweight Champion out of Norfolk, Virginia. You know, he talks a good game. You know, he's a real nice, friendly guy. I've met him a couple of times. You know, he wants to fight the big name fighters. And recently he kind of got his homeboy Shakur. You know, he called him a weirdo. So, I mean, that's good to see because that's a fight.
I'm tired of you making fun of me, Tommy D. Listen, you're making fun of me now. I'm the lightweight champion of the WBC. I've got their belt. My name is Shakur, and I kick girls in drive-ins.
Wow.
You know, right? He kicked that girl on the ground in that car in the gas station.
He did.
Yeah, he did. I mean, what a coward. Nobody brings that up, man. Imagine if Mike Tyson did that. They would never let him live it down.
No, you're right. Absolutely. I can't say anything other than that.
I talk like a girl. So some people think I talk like a girl sometimes.
I'm done. Now, I'm not saying he has feminine tendencies, but guess what? Shakur talks like a girl sometimes. I'm sorry, Shakur. I had to do that. Bottom line is, are we still playing the name game? You got one more?
I got one more. Edgar Berlanga.
Okay, Edgar Berlanga, we can go back and forth on this one. I think he's the underachiever. I think he's a guy that really had the ability. I think if he'd have stayed focused when he was knocking those guys out and had he learned something, I don't think he learned really how to fight per se. He learned how to go rounds, and I don't think that was good for him. I think it was better when he was going out there on the search and destroy missions. When he stopped getting the search and destroy missions, stopped getting the KOs, I think his flaws started to begin. And, of course, when he fought with Canelo, I thought he all but laid down like a dog.
Yeah, he made it look like he was trying to fight and by not running, but he didn't really engage and use, you know, no sense of urgency in that fight, in my opinion, as well. He came in, outweighed the guy almost 30 pounds.
Imagine that. Wait. You know what? Let me tell you like this. 5 or 6 pound weight advantages, I can feel in the ring, Tommy D. I swear to God, I can feel it. So imagine having a 20 pound weight advantage over a guy and not being able to kick his ass. That's wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Now, to be fair, from what I've heard, he did go into that fight with an injury. So, supposedly he had a shoulder or arm injury.
No, I heard it was a hangnail.
It's a hangnail.
So, how are you trying to make it shoot? And it was on his big toe.
I didn't say it. I wasn't there. I didn't do the medical report.
Okay.
You know, but that's supposedly. That's allegedly.
Okay. Now, Tommy D, I want to wish you the greatest weekend of your life, man. This is your 23rd anniversary for you and Mrs. Thomas Dillenmuth. I wish you guys both a very happy anniversary, and I thank you so much for blessing me with your time week in and week out. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my brother. And so do the listeners, and the impeccable one says thanks to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Pedro, for giving me this platform to speak a little boxing with you.
Straight up, Sir Thomas Dillenmuth, part of the Sunday crew here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We call him a shot caller. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Marvin Hagler after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour, hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, excuse me, the Sunday edition. You know, most sports historian types are of the opinion that boxing peaked probably in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Why do I say that? Well, we'll talk about that in depth a little bit later. But the 80s in particular are what I'm focusing on, and I'm singling out the middleweight division, once called the working man's weight class because most American males were thin back then and weighed about 160 pounds in the 50s and the 60s. But the bottom line is the man that ruled the middleweight division in boxing as far as 1979 was concerned was champion Vito Antifermo.
And now, the king of boxing, the undisputed middleweight champion of the world, from Brockton, Massachusetts, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
That's what I feel. War. That's what's on my mind. I've been feeding the faith and I've been starving the doubt. So there's no doubt in my mind that I can't win this fight or that I won't knock Thomas Hearns out.
Marvin, I know you have ambitions to become an actor. And if you think about among all the actors, who's your idol?
Bob Hope and Lassie.
I'm kind of tired of all this talk and everything. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to knock him out. That's all it is to it, and that's the bottom line. I'm going to knock him out, and he will not be the beast no more. And this man, I will end his career for him.
You better get your popcorn and your beers and find your seat real quick, because this fight don't necessarily have to go 12 rounds, because I'm out there to rip his head off. I got H-U-R-T written in my mind. That means I'm going to destruct and destroy.
I realize now what they want to see. Every championship fight, they want to see a knockout. They want to see somebody knocked down. They want to see somebody beat up. So, hey, they're talking to Marvin Hagler. They're talking to the right man.
You know how there's no shortcuts to success, okay? But at the end of the line, there's always a stop sign. And if I had to go straight, I had to go there. There's the stop sign. So, Julie, you're going to still meet the same point at that time. And that's the way I see it. Because just like Joe Louis says, you can run, you can hide, but them shortcuts, sooner or later, you just ducked a couple, but you're still going to have the same whooping coming.
Roberto Duran will bring out the best, the Marvelous Marvin Hagler, that night. I think I'm going to surprise the world. I'm going to shake the world that night.
Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, got my mind. Hey, Tadashi. Hey, got my mind. Hey.
There's only two things on my mind. This is for you, Filio Bell. Destruction and destroy. They told me that you were sick last time. I'm gonna make sure that you're sick this time.
This guy had a big mouth. Said I was scared of him in the beginning because I wouldn't give him a shot.
at the press luncheon, I'll never forget it. He said that he would knock me out. He's got a nasty smile on his face, which I don't like, and I wanted to take that smile off his face, and which I did.
Tony Simpson, not a bad fighter.
Not a bad fighter. But you got any more over there in Britain?
I don't think we got any good enough for you. Would you come if we had? Would you come?
No.
I will feast on the beast come March 10th.
If you can hit me, I should be able to hit you too. And let's see who hits harder. It's not the point of who hits harder. It's what you got behind the punch. And I feel as though that in the long run, fine. Let him come out and try to blow me out of there, because I believe that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to most likely show me his strength. I'm bigger, I'm badder, I hit harder. And I'm going to say, fine, I love it. Ooh, I love it.
The Hearns' best defense is his offense, because that's the only way that he knows how to fight. In my way, I have to make my defense my best offense. So, and though that I have both ways, because once I get him in trouble, I can change it around. Thomas don't have that ability.
I believe in myself, and I don't need anybody patting me on my back. I don't need any bodyguards following me around, nothing like that. I've been in the game 17 years, and you know, God has blessed me with a great skill and art, and I hope to fulfill all those needs.
I believe that I want to prove to the world that I am one of the greatest. I think Monzon was the last great middleweight champion. And when I'm done with this game, I would like to go down in history as the same way.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, of course, the man that, what can I say, he was difficult to be around. He was difficult to be around. But the bottom line is, you know, the boxing establishment back in 1979 when he fought Vito Adafermo, they had the chutzpah to score the Adafermo-Hagler fight, the first one. Of course, a 15-round draw. My buddy Mills Lane was a referee. More on that a little bit later. But Judge Dwayne Forrest scored a 115-111 for Hagler. Hal Miller, unbelievably, had it a draw at 143-143. And Dolby Shirley, the most controversial judge in Las Vegas history, had it 142-142 for Vito Adafermo, who looked like an Everlast punching bag after 45 minutes with a somewhat restrained Marvin Hagler. Mills Lane, the famous Let's Get It On referee, was my broadcast bomber for the Let's Get It On boxing series promoted by Tenney Holden. He told me that, quote, Hagler was robbed. And in our time together, I never heard Mills use the word robbed. The aforementioned Dolby split decision Shirley, he admitted to me circa 2004 that's the only fight I look back on and say I might have been wrong. So Hagler gets job and goes back to chasing the title. In the meantime, Alan Minter beat Vito so silly in 8 rounds that he'd taken Hagler's title from Vito in Wembley Stadium. This set up Hagler and Minter, and all you can do is feel sorry for both Hagler before and after the fight, because he was disgraced by the British champion. There's no doubt about it. Not the British champion, the British fans. No doubt about that. Minter, he paid the price for this, as bottom line is Hagler beat him mercilessly and what amounted to a pugilistic beheading that brought about a British riot, pummeling the ring with bottles and other stuff. Bottom line is Hagler never got to have his hand raised that night. Marvin was a loner, stayed to himself, his crew, for probably five years. Hagler was denied a shot at the title because he wasn't connected, much like Larry Merchant talked about in Iron Room 1. It was Bob Arum's Top Rank and, of course, HBO that guided Marvin and the Petronelli brothers, Pat and Goody, to the title. Once he became king, Marvin ran off 7 straight defenses, all knockouts, before meeting Roberto Duran. This after the ex-lightweight champion and welterweight champion Roberto Duran beat Davey Moore for the WBA 154-pound belt in a June 1983 upset. So Hagler and Duran, that would go 15 rounds. Whoa, I was surprised. Hagler was supposed to kill Roberto Duran. If you scored the fight based on their faces afterwards, Marvin lost. On the scorecards, Marvin won 142, 144, 142, 144, 143, and 148, 145. Marvin said, quote, Duran had a sneaky right hand. That was the only compliment I ever heard Marvin Hagler spout ever regarding an opponent. But when Roberto came down the steps that night, November 10th, 1983, he said to Sugar Ray Leonard, who was doing the HBO commentary along with the aforementioned Larry Merchant, you can beat him. You can beat him. End quote. In 1984, Hagler posted wins over Juan Rodan and Mustafa Hamsho, setting up the April 1985 clash with Tommy Hearns, the war to settle a score. That is a fight nobody could ever forget. Hagler would agree to face the unbeaten 154-pound champion or junior middleweight king John the Beast Mugabe next. Hagler would out-beast the Beast outdoors at Caesar's Palace in a difficult fight that showed Ray Leonard at the time how to fight Marvin Hagler. And the time was right now, no doubt about that, because Marvin might lose. Marvin was getting old. Ray got things right by throwing money at Marvin and demanding stipulations in a 12-round fight. 12 rounds instead of 15, size of the ring, the gloves, they were even part of the negotiations. In the end, Marvin would make a reported $24 million off the fight, and he swore until the day he died that he won. I was there, and I had it 115, 113 for Leonard. Having got into discussions with Marvin over my 7-5 Leonard card, I said nicely, and I mean nicely with capital letters, "You gave away four of the first five rounds, champ. All Ray had to do was steal three rounds down the stretch to win 7-5 in rounds," end quote. And while he wasn't agreeing with me, my being eloquent and, you know, sort of tender about addressing the native of Newark, New Jersey, I can't say that I should have done more. "I did enough," said Marvin. "I know I did enough." I saw Marvin about once a year until he passed in 2021. He was always classy, sometimes a brute, even with me being part of the media. But at the end of the day, Marvin Hagler was marvelous and more. May he rest in peace, marvelous Marvin Hagler. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. May 31st, Calipari versus Jose Resendez sets up the fight with Jermell Charlo. They're supposed to win. Jermell Charlo also on the card. He's going to take on Thomas Lamana. Supposed to be two setup fights, but Resendez can fight a little bit. And Calipari, he's always exciting, no doubt about that. But, of course, he slapped Charlo. And he walked up to Charlo at a press conference and slapped the spit out of him, spit with an H. He was on TV, was on film, the whole nine yards. And, of course, they never hooked it up. If they both win May 31st on Prime Video, they will hook it up. June the 5th, they got a card on ESPN. Keyshawn Davis, the aforementioned WBO lightweight champion, of course, undefeated, taking on Edwin De Los Santos. That's on ESPN June the 7th. De Los Santos can fight, but according to Tommy D, he's no match for Keyshawn Davis. The June the 8th, one of the best fighters in the world, undefeated WBC 118-pound champion or bantamweight title holder. I'm talking about Junto Nakatani's on ESPN Plus, probably like at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got to get the impeccable one to stay awake that night and watch a fight, because I have a problem staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning to watch these fights from Japan. So even though they're good fighters in Illinois, and of course, Junto Nakatani, both two top 10 pound for pound greats as far as 2025 is concerned, but man, I don't want to stay up until, you can't get, it ain't the same thing as 4 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, ESPN Plus, Junto Nakatani, June the 8th, taking on Roshiki Nishida. That's for the WBC and IBF bantamweight titles. June 14th, Richardson Hutchins taking on George Kambosos. How did George Kambosos ever beat Teofimo Lopez? I mean, can anybody ever figure that one out? IBF Junior Welterweight title on the line. June 18th, of course, the aforementioned Brian Norman. Tommy D thinks he's the best welterweight out there. He holds the WBA welterweight title. He holds the he is undefeated as well, taking on a guy named Jin Sasaki. And, of course, also on that card, Christian Arenado taking on Talatak Samus. Something like that for the IBF Junior Lightweight title. You know, maybe I shouldn't talk about these junior light flyweight titles and these minimum weight titles. I was saying that some guy named Pedro fought at 105 pounds. I could care less about 105 pounds. Am I supposed to deliver you the results of these 105-pound title fights? Who cares? I mean, come on, unless you know the guy, who really cares? I mean, 105-pound guys, how many, look, remember Ricardo Lopez, the Mexican fighter, considered, one of the greatest fighters of all time? How? He fought like guys like Bailey in the other room over and over and over and over. Not that Bailey couldn't fight, but Bailey was, Bailey and me were average. You know what I'm saying? We're average guys. Plus, we're 105 pounds. How many good guys can you fight at 105 pounds? You just can't. And he wouldn't step up to 108 pounds. Remember that? 108 pounds had Chiquita Gonzalez, of course, Humberto Gonzalez at one point, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world till he fought that Filipino down there in Los Angeles. He was 101 favorite. Chiquito was 101 favorite, so Jack Fist and I went down to watch him fight, and he took a dive and laid down against the Filipino guy. I can't remember the guy's name right now. Of course, Humberto Gonzalez went on to have the fights with Michael Carball, two guys at 108 pounds that made millions of dollars with each other. So the money was there for Ricardo Lopez to step up to 108. I just don't think he had the intestinal fortitude or the ability. Straight up, I thought he was vastly, vastly overrated. In fact, that one fight he had the draw with Rosendo Alvarez in Nicaragua, he lost that fight, no doubt about it. Of course, I think he won the rematch, but he lost that fight. June 19th, let's move things up, of course, to September. Oh, no, I want to mention this WBC interim super middleweight title. See, now, the impeccable one couldn't fight for the title because he's doing something this day. I'm talking about June 27th. He's busy. So ESPN Plus needed somebody to fight Christian Beale for the WBC interim super middleweight title. Wait a second. The WBC super middleweight champion is Canelo Alvarez. He just fought a couple of weeks ago. So why would you need an interim championship? Why would you need that? Is he on the injured list? Will he never fight again? Is he retired? Is he giving up the title? No, but yet they're gonna have interim title because Mauricio makes money. It's a non-profit company, supposedly, the WBC, and I know they do a lot of charity, but the bottom line is they must pocket a lot of money too. These sanctioning fees are a ripoff. Of course, Christian Mabili versus Maisie Sueleka for the WBC interim title June 27th on ESPN Plus. And also on ESPN, I take that back, also June 27th, the former, man, the Bronx Bomber, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, talking about Deontay Wilder, the former world heavyweight champion, taking on a guy by the name of Tyrell Herndon. And the bottom line is Tyrell Herndon is famous for what thing? Driving a taxi cab. I kid you not. That's what he's famous for. So that's what he's fighting now. Taxi cab drivers, Deontay Wilder. So quite a drop from Tyson Fury and the people like that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The great Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the son of God, I kid you not, he is real to that name. I heard him utter an F word one time, and the guy almost had Michael Custer really got under his skin, no doubt about that. Speaking of boxing, let's talk about it. May 22nd, 1993, the IBF and WBA heavyweight titles were on the line when Riddick Bowe took on Jesse Ferguson. I think that was in Washington, D.C. at RFK Stadium. Of course, the fight lasted like just a few seconds in round number two. Riddick Bowe dropped him with an eight-punch combination that again sent Ferguson to the mat, giving Bowe the win by KO, improving to 34-0. Of course, Riddick Bowe, the most unfulfilled heavyweight in the history of boxing. Let me kid you not. He had all kinds of ability at one point in time when he knocked out Rodolfo Marin with one punch and broke his jaw. I said to myself, this is the future of boxing. Didn't turn out that way. Of course, he got lazy. We had him on the radio one time, and he was in Lake Tahoe training for a fight. I can't remember who it was with, but the bottom line is he told me about the new house he was building and the fact that he built a kitchen in his bedroom. Now, that sort of blew me away. I said, why do you need to kitchen in your bed? He goes, why should I have to go downstairs to eat? Okay, that was enough for me. The bottom line is he had an eating disorder, no doubt about that. Riddick, well, of course, the two fights with Andrew Gallaudet, he lost both of them and got him both wins when Gallaudet disqualified himself both times. I thought the mafia was involved with that. And let's go back to history here by Frank 1961, who has another medical test coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're waiting on the results of that, but he's doing real good right now, batting 1,000. Keep up that great batting average, Frank 1961. On May 29, 2003, Mike Tyson filed for bankruptcy, seeking protection in Chapter 11. Now he's worth about $250 million. Of course, he's invested his money well, made a lot of money on weed. He's only one of the few guys that made any money in weed. Mike Tyson made a few bucks. I heard there was some tax issues at first. He just did it for a tax write-off. Then he made a little bit of money. He had to come back on that. But the Mike Tyson strain, having smoked it a couple times, I don't think I want to smoke it again. Oh, bottom line is Ron Isley, of course. What's Frank saying here? Ron Isley, of course, the Isley brothers are going to be June 19th, I believe, at the Hollywood Bowl. In fact, I'm going to go next Saturday to see Ricky Gervais, the comedian, at the Hollywood Bowl down there in Los Angeles. I'll spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather. We talked about that a little bit earlier. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. You know, I am so blessed to be able to talk to him. I can call him anytime I want. He's always been a good mentor to me since 1985, since we met at the Hagler-Hearns fight. He's always been a good mentor to me. The godmama, I'm talking about his wife, Patricia Merchant, who passed away a fortnight ago. She was always sweet to me. I can't say enough positive things about Larry Merchant, man. He's so great in 94, and he's an inspiration without a doubt. But those push-ups, Larry, those push-ups. Come on, man, I just ate lunch. Anyway, God bless them. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, made possible by the impeccable one in the other room, Bailey Peck, of course. When he's here, things seem to go right. I don't know why. Coincidence? No, I don't think so. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Catch us Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on these same channels. And, of course, Sports Byline USA channel on Twitch.tv. Till next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.